Hey there, welcome to April of 2024. How is it possible? We're already in April. Oh my gosh, this is when the personal years really kick into gear and the universal year kicks into motion as well. So we know that April is a three universal month in an eight universal year. Okay, so April equals four. Okay, 2024, add that together. 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 = 8. And now we're going to add the four and the eight together. It comes to 12. And we have 1 + 2 = 3. So we know that this is a three universal month. So you may have noticed that I'm not recording from my usual place. I'm actually down here at my home in Jamaica. But given the seduction of the pool and the beach, I wrote this newsletter before I left the sunny south. I'm not going to lie, total transparency. I just wanted to be completely transparent because the last time I checked, we don't have otters. And I'm about to talk about otters in Jamaica. We have mongooses, I discovered yesterday. They're kind of creepy looking, but otters are just, they're just cute, right? So we're going to talk about otters today. So let's rewind to February for a second when I was inspired to share this story with you. Dreaming about being here because oh my God, I don't do winter. So back in February, on a particularly cold, snotty, crappy, dismal day, did I mention how much I hate winter? I was blessed to see two otters running around across our backyard. They are so damn freaking cute. I know our fishermen in the neighborhood, they hate them because they chew up their traps and stuff, but hey, an otter's got to eat too, right? So but they always seem like they don't have a care in the world. Seriously, they're always in the moment. They're just having fun. They're super social and they are known for their playful antics. If you've ever had an opportunity to just hang out with an otter, it's totally worth your time to do so. So, what does this even have to do with the three universal month? All right. So, the three vibration in April is going to be reminding you to stop taking things so seriously. March has been tough. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but March just kicked my ass, right? It's been really, really tough. Eclipse season, the full moon, all of it going on in March has been pretty intense. So, dare I say, it's time to get a little bit more social, and it's time to play. It really is. It's time to play. It's time to lighten up. So, our universal year of eight is causing us to feel just a little bit more intense, a little bit more serious, right? Than usual. The need for personal power, the need for control, it seems to be the theme for this year. The worry about money, all that stuff. But it's also about being mindful of what you are currently manifesting, right? Because the year of eight is a massive energy for manifesting. So the eight is made up of two number fours. So last time I checked, 4 + 4 = 8. My math teachers would have been so proud of me. Anyway, that means double the intensity related to focus, right? So we know that the four is all about focus. So this year, we need to be made very aware of what we are placing our focus upon. What are you thinking about? What are you focusing upon? What are you putting all your energy into? What are you focusing your energy on? Are you manifesting more misery or are you manifesting more joy in your life? So the eight relates to your money and your relationship to money, but it's also drawing attention to how you are making your money. All right. Are you doing, what you love? Are you loving what you do? No? Okay. We need to change that. We need to change that real quick because you got to do what you're passionate about, guys. Otters. Now, those guys are really super hard workers, right? Ask an otter mom. She is a fierce defender of her babies and even kicks her dad out, not her dad, but her husband, whatever otters do, right? The daddy role. She kicks them out until the kids are reasonably old enough to fend for themselves. Wow, who even knew that that was a thing? Thank you, Google, for that little bit of information. But even while they're working, the otters really know how to have fun. They really do. They don't question if they are worthy of taking some time off. They don't stress about giving themselves permission to play at work. They just do it. Why? Because it's natural to them and they are just wired that way. Note to self, I'm coming back as an otter next time. Absolutely. A little bit more fun, a lot less work. It's funny to note that when I lose my balance between work and play, the otters always show up to remind me to lighten up. It is uncanny how they show up in our backyards. Anyway, Just like the vibration of the universal month of three, the otters are reminding us to be curious about life. Everything is interesting, especially when we can loosen up and change our perspective. I don't know about you guys, but March caused me to really look at both sides of the situation. And that's not uncommon. It was a two universal month, right? So that caused us to look at both sides of the equation, be a little bit more equitable, that sort of thing. And as often as I declare how much I hate winter, those damn otters show up playing in my backyard again, right? So I'm being reminded to lighten up, and I guess this is why I'm reminding you. So the otter reminds us to keep our inner child alive while dropping the need to be so serious and all grown up, right? Grown up is just so overrated. When we honor the otter energy, it's going to teach us not only how to have fun, but it's going to reawaken a new sense of wonder at life and at all the things within it, the good, the bad, the ugly. Lighten up, see the funny side of life. So April 2024 is a month to take some time out to just be in the moment, be present, share time with others in a really fun social environment. Take a risk, right? Create something unique. This is all about creativity, self-expression. It's all about being a little bit more social. And the most important thing of all is to take some time out just to play. All right, just play. Now, I know that you're going to be creating your best month ever, but if you need a little bit of help with that, I'm there for you. You know, we've got all kinds of videos to check out. I've got the resource page on my website. I've got a sale on my readings that's still on right now. I'm not quite sure when that's going to end, but it is on. So you can save $100 off your reading. So check that out. You might also want to check out my Clarity Seekers community as well. Would love to have you join us in there because we're having so much fun. So what better month to join than April of 2024? All right, guys, that's it for now. Love you tons. Hoping you're having your best month ever. Make sure that you create some time for some fun and relaxation and some social activity this month because that's what you deserve. Bye for now.